Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is rolling with change. So, I was just sitting here thinking, I don't realize that I am attached to something until change comes along and I'm asked to do it differently. How about you?
I've learned to roll with change much better than I used to, but my first reaction can be resistance.
Yeah.
I have sometimes work with myself when there's a change happening, but some things I can roll with way easier than I used to. I don't know why. I don't know.
Some things I can roll better with too.
Yeah.
I used to hate change, period. Like I resisted all change. So some I can roll with better than others.
Yeah. I'm with you. I didn't like change in the past. Now, most of the time I welcome it, but every now and then I don't particularly like it.
Yeah.
Right. But it goes back to the serenity prayer, accepting things you cannot change and changing things you can, which sometimes it's my attitude.
Yeah. Mine too. I went and saw my pap today, and I can get into a routine too, and maybe routine feels comforting to me. I have my routine with my pap. Like I go and we play cards and nobody bothers us, and that's the way it goes. And well, today we had a lot of interruptions, and I'm only there for an hour. So today he had to have his treatments. The nurse came in to do that, and they have to move him, and it's time consuming. And then they had to come in to give him this cognitive test, and it was a different day. And I didn't feel overly resistant or anything to it, but it was just like, oh, like, you know, you feel that feeling of like, this is different. Like, this isn't the way it usually is. Like, it just throws a little wrench in the day, and had to roll with it. So, yeah, just change. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And
it's everywhere.
I sort of had a similar situation in the sense that today my partner, Jack, had a physical therapist come to the house because he is not mobile. He's in a lot of pain and he's very unsteady. So he's house and more change of having to, gonna need a walker for now, just temporarily, but he has to change everything about how he sits. Don't cross your legs. Don't bend over. And for me, it's having to keep an eye on him because he forgets. He doesn't have the best memory at the moment. And so there needs to be another pair of eyes.
Yeah, that is more falling on you, though. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah. It's going to fall on me. I know it's going to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
definitely more change.
More change. But I think the biggest change is the fact that this healthy, vibrant man that, for all these years, now he's 80. And he was in his, 50s when we first got together. So his health is changing. And, fear in me. But try to stay in the day and just know that, just have to roll with it, right? And I want to mention, too, before we forget, is we are changing the name of our podcast. We're changing everything. We decided we have personal reasons for doing it, and that doesn't even matter what they are. But Chas and I decided that we would start over again. And so that means our podcast will have a different name. And other things too, Instagram, we let go of if we bring it back, I mean, the podcast definitely back, and whatever else we bring back will be under different names and titles. So, you know, that's a change too, because we've been doing this now, and we hit how many views?
I think we're up to almost 15,000.
Yeah. So to have built that nice size audience and then let go and start over again. But, you know,
and not only that, but 250 episodes that we have on there. Like, that's my, like, I really thought about that today. See, this is where the attachment shows up. And it's like, oh, I am having a harder time letting go than I realized. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you were dragging your honey. I figured I would ask what's going on. And you kind of got in touch with your own feelings about that.
Yeah.
Hard to let go, because we have, you know, not a year, but about three quarters of a year, and we've built up a nice audience, and we love our podcasts, which is
very
great.
Much
we
very
love
much.
Them sometimes I'll listen to them, so yeah. And I'm sure you do too, but you know what, it's okay. Like, it's the right decision, and I trust that everything's going to work out. And I actually don't have any fear or reservations about it. I'm just trying to encourage you that it'll be okay.
Yeah,
we're not letting go the most important part of it.
Yeah. And you and I were just talking, like, yeah, all those episodes, I mean, they're still in us. And the people that listen to them, like, they can carry them forward. Like, nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. I have to remind myself of that. Change doesn't mean loss. I think my little girl probably still associates change with loss in some way. When something changes, something is lost. And that's not true. Maybe something is going to be gained.
That is such a good point, Jess, because I can use that one with my partner too, that, you know, everything isn't lost, because my mind can go to the awful eyes and, oh my God, it's just going to get worse, and this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball. You know, again, I have to stay in the day, because I have a mind like yours, Jess, and it's our little girls that, you know, go to the scary stories.
Yeah.
That's not helpful, because we can't write the script. We can't. We don't know what the future holds. I always say that I just trust that the future is bright. I don't need to know what it's going to look like. I just trust that the future is bright. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. No, I believe that too. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's bright.
Yeah.
Even when it doesn't always look it. But it does always look it when I look out, honestly. I mean, maybe not inward, it doesn't feel that way, but it always looks bright when I look outward. Always.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
I'll tell you another thing I saw. I've mentioned on here, they've been changing the road. That's another thing that I've kind of stayed out of that story.
Every time.
I've kind of been staying out of it, but now they're like ripping up the sidewalk. Like, the sidewalk that my son and I have taken walks on, ridden our bikes on, he skateboarded on. Like, it's a really nice walkway that people have enjoyed, and they are ripping it up. And I don't know what they're putting there, but it's like more change. Like, why are they doing this? Like, that's what my head wants to say. Like, why are you ruining this? Like, I don't know. Maybe something beautiful is going to take its place. I have no idea.
Yes. Yeah. That's, again, we're trusting, right? Don't write the script. I know you've been worrying about what they're doing over there. And it does
looks like a hot mess. It looks does. Crazy.
It does, but it's not wide enough. So I'm hoping they're going to widen the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, and now you probably don't even know what you were going to say. Yeah. When I pulled in today, I was like, they did not rip up that sidewalk. Yes, they sure did. They ripped it up. There's just concrete everywhere, dirt everywhere. Like, oh man. Yep.
And you know, this is where building a strong inner house comes in. It's so helpful when we, you know, can be really grounded within ourselves, so that when change comes, that we can weather it, you know?
Yeah.
Because all change isn't good. Some change isn't going to be good. It's just called life. like, you know, bumpy. Sometimes things are just bumpy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've trained my mind to always look for the gift in the bumpy times. Yeah. But when you have faith, when you feel strong within yourself, doesn't mean your knees aren't wobbling and doesn't mean you're not shaking, but you just trust. You just trust that it's going to be okay. Even though you don't know what okay looks like. Because, you know, we like to know. Don't we like to know? We want to figure it out.
Yeah.
And we can't.
Yep.
We can't. No. Yeah. So, nope. It's all good, Chess. It's all good. Right?
It is everywhere. It's, yep. With my son, changes there, another place. Like, I can't be attached to it looking this way or that way. We have our good days, and then we have our very bumpy days. And I have to roll with it all.
Yes, exactly.
Can't always be the way I want it.
No.
It's just not going to happen. And it can't obviously always be the way I want it with my pap either. Like, that was an interesting thing that happened today. I see that, yeah, maybe routine is comforting for me. Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I guess...
That's why people get stuck in ruts, though.
Yeah, and maybe you feel like you have some control, like you because you think you know how it's going to go, and then it doesn't. And yeah, I mean, I didn't have a violent reaction or anything, but it was just like, oh, this is different. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, change.
Mm-hmm. Change. Change is good.
Change is on the horizon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, well, I know it's like mid-afternoon now, but what do you think your word is today? Change?
Accepting.
Acceptance.
Acceptance. Yeah, that's my word today.
I think it's mine too.
Yeah.
I think it's mine too. Acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good word.
Yeah. So, anything else that you would say on rolling with change?
Nope. I think that's it for me.
Well, thanks for being here today, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!